Let us pray. Immortal God, invisible God, immortal God, how great thou art. Immortal God, invisible God, immortal God, how great thou art. Immortal, immortal God, invisible God, immortal God, how great thou art. King of kings and Lord of lords, the ancient of days, the unchangeable Lord, we worship you. We want to thank you for everything you've done for us in January. Thank you for what you've done for us in February. Thank you for what you've done for us in March. Thank you for what you've done for us in April. And thank you in advance for what you will do this month of May. Father, please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Almighty God, we are asking today that like never before, you will visit your children this month.
Amen.
That you will meet all their needs.
Amen.
You will let their joy be full.
Amen.
All those who have been faithful to you in the payment of their tithes and in the giving of their offerings, Father, this month, in the way only you can do it, overwhelm them with your blessings.
Amen.
Whatever losses they have suffered during this lockdown, you who can bring water out of the rock, I pray that you will restore sevenfold in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let it be well with your children.
Amen.
And please, Lord, don't take your mercy away from us.
Amen.
Have mercy on our nations.
Amen.
And please, Lord, put an end to this scourge.
Amen.
Thank you, Almighty God.
Thank you, Father.
For in Jesus' marvelous name we have prayed.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, I'm sure those of you who are in already allowed to return to your churches, you will understand that this message coming to you has been recorded during the period of the lockdown. And for those of you who might still be at home, I can assure you that the tide had already turned in the spirit realm.
Hallelujah.
The journey to normalcy had already started.
Amen.
And in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, all will be well.
Amen.
Today, some people may want to wonder, what is there to thank God for at a time like this? Apart from thanking God for life, thanking God for health, for those of us who, by the grace of God, are healthy, thanking God in advance for healings for those who are sick, thanking God for breakthroughs for those who are in financial difficulties, because God has not forgotten you. But we want to thank God for Calvary. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. How can I thank God at all times? How can I possibly thank God at a time like this? Well, by the time we finish the reasons why we should be thanking God for Calvary, you will know that, like David, you should bless the Lord at all times, and his praise should continually be in your mouth. I'm taking my text from Revelation chapter 1, from verse 12 to 18. Revelation 1, 12 to 18. And I turned to see the voice that speak with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. That's the definition of resurrected Christ. And his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. 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 And have the keys of hell and of death. The greatest battle ever fought since the creation of man was fought at Calvary. It was a battle, the greatest battle, between forces of darkness and the one who said, I am the light of the world. At the end of the battle, at least at the beginning of it, it looked as if darkness won. Because even on that day, the Bible records for us that the sun refused to shine. But you and I know that 3 days later, light proved completely victorious. As we remember that epic battle and the victory that Jesus won for us at Calvary, constantly let us thank him. Let's thank him, number one, for the blood he shed at Calvary. Because it is through that blood that our sins have been washed away. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses from all sins. But for the blood shed at Calvary, somebody like me should not be talking to you this morning as a pastor. I knew how deep I was in sin until I met him. And today, by the grace of God, all my sins are gone. And I believe that those of you who are already children of God, all your sins are gone too. Amen. We should thank him for the blood. Because not only is the blood efficacious in washing away all our sins, according to Revelation chapter 12, verse 10 to 11, Revelation 12, verse 10 to 11, that blood is here around giving us victory over Satan. The saints overcame Satan by the blood of the Lamb. That blood was shed at Calvary. With that blood, we can face Satan. And just tell him, Satan, the blood speaks against you. We should thank him for the blood, because the blood also gives us access to God the Father. Hebrews chapter 10 from verse 19 to 22, Hebrews 10 from verse 19 to 22 says, through the blood that was shed at Calvary, we have access to the holiest. Before Calvary, only the high priest can enter into the holiest. By the time the battle was fought and won for us at Calvary, every one of us, every child of God, has access to the holiest. Because the veil that covered that holiest, the Holy of Holies, as it was called, was rent from the top to the bottom at Calvary. Oh, I've had, by the grace of God, opportunities to meet heads of states practically all over the world. And I'm telling you, it is easier to see Jesus than to see some heads of state. Because even after you have shown evidence that I'm coming at the invitation of the head of state, they will pass through so many security doors. But today, you can go on your knees in the next 1 minute and you gain direct access to the Most High God because of the blood that was shed at Calvary. But not only that, if you read Exodus chapter 12, verse 13, Exodus 12, verse 13, the Bible recalls for us that when the angels of death is passing by, when he sees the blood, he will pass over you. That is why, if you are a true child of the living God, you can say with all boldness, Satan, my house is forbidden to you. That's why you can claim with all boldness that because of the blood of Jesus Christ, no virus can come to your house. Amen. Thank God for the blood. Blood that says to Satan, this is a red line. You can't cross this line into my family. Number two, let us thank him for the stripes, the healing stripes. You see, way back in Isaiah 53 from verse 1 to 5, Isaiah 53 from verse 1 to 5, there was a prophecy that a day is coming when someone will carry away our bodies, carry away our sorrows, and by whose stripes we shall be healed. It was prophesied by Isaiah years before Jesus Christ was born. If Isaiah was not a highly respected prophet, they would have killed him for that prophecy. Because the word of God made it clear, if a prophet prophesies and it does not come to pass, kill him. And this prophecy of Isaiah didn't come to pass for hundreds of years. But at Calvary, the fulfillment came. Because if you read 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, 1 Peter 2, verse 24, it tells us that when Jesus carried our sins on the cross, it became established. And he said of us saying, by his stripes we are healed, we can now say by his stripes we were healed. And I'm sure I've told you before that some time ago I read an article. One of my regrets is that I didn't keep that article. Where it was recorded that all the sicknesses and diseases in the world could be put into 39 categories. All manners of fevers, malaria fever, any other kind of fever, yellow fever, etc. We put them in one category. All manners of cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer, blood cancer, put it in one category. 39 categories for all sicknesses and diseases in the world. And yet, Jesus Christ took 40 stripes. A stripe for each known disease, and an extra stripe waiting for those yet to be discovered. I'm sure you must be wondering why, as deadly as coronavirus is, so many people are still surviving. Because someone long time ago took a stripe to wait for sicknesses and yet disease yet to be discovered. Oh, today, every child of God, whatever sickness or disease may want to knock at your door, you can face it with the stripes of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is with boldness that I am saying to every one of you, in any form of sickness or disease or pain, by his stripes, receive your healing in Jesus' name. Amen. Number three, let's thank him for the name of Jesus. Because it is only after Calvary that he was given a name that was above every other name. Read it, Philippians chapter 2, from verse 5 to 11. Philippians 2, from verse 5 to 11. It tells us, step by step by step, how Jesus Christ humbled himself. The Bible says he became obedient, obedient unto death. It's when he died at Calvary that the tide turned, and the Bible now says, therefore, God has highly exalted him and had given him a name that's above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Of things in heaven, of things on earth, of things underneath the earth. And that every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. Only after Calvary. It's only after Calvary that we can now say that John chapter 14 verse 14, John 14 verse 14 is absolutely valid. If you ask anything in my name, in that name that's above every other name, I will do it. Remember when he was on earth, he said to the disciples in John chapter 16 verse 24, John 16 verse 24, he said, "Hitherto ye have asked nothing in my name." The disciples were with him. He said, "We've been going together for all these years. You haven't asked anything in my name." As a matter of fact, if they run into any trouble, they do not ask him anything in his name. They probably just call on him to handle the problem. I mean, you remember the story when they were in a boat and there was a storm and he was sleeping. They didn't say to the storm, "In Jesus' name, be still." No, 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 no. They woke him up and they even queried him, "Careth not thou that we perish?" But after he rose from the dead, after Calvary, Peter could now say in Acts chapter 3, from verse 1 to 8, Acts 3 verse 1 to 8, "To the man who was born lame, silver and gold have I none, but I have a name. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk." The power to use that name that's above every other name is available to us now because of Calvary. Remember, it was after he rose from the dead. In Mark chapter 16, you can read it from verse 14 to 18. Mark chapter 16, from verse 14 to 18. That he came and then now told them, "Now all power in heaven and on earth have been given unto me." Then he said that you can go. If you believe in my name, you can cast out demons. You can lay hands on the sick and they recover. The name became powerful after Calvary. Extremely powerful. And when he said you lay hands on the sick and they will recover, they will recover. I've challenged you before. Please put it into action. And we will see. Oh, tremendous collision of testimonies. There'll be so many testimonies coming from you as you believe, as you begin to put this name to work through the power of the Holy Spirit. A time will come, we will spend a whole Holy Ghost night doing nothing other than listening to your testimonies. Amen. I shared with you what happened when I went to Zambia for the first time. And I ate what they gave me and it didn't agree with my stomach. And I kept going to the toilet, I think it's around the 23rd or 24th time that it just occurred to me that, God said, "You shall lay hands on the sick and the sick shall recover." He didn't say who the sick will be. I'm the one in trouble now. So I laid my own hands on my own head. And I commanded, "Stomach, be still." And instantly, the problem was over. So you do it. Start with yourself. Go ahead. Try it with your children. Try it with your friends. That's how I started. When I started laying hands on the sick, I started with my children, with friends that I know will not tell if I fail. And today now, because I've tested it and I've found it to be true, I can lay hands on anyone, anywhere. Because mighty power came through that name after Calvary. Number four. It was at Calvary that Jesus gave us victory over death. Because in the text I read to you, Revelation chapter 1, in verse 18, he said, not only was I the one who was alive and was dead, and now I'm alive forevermore. He said, I now have the keys of death and hell. Revelation 1:18. Since Calvary, for every true child of God, death has lost its sting. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, from verse 54 to 57. 1 Corinthians 15, from verse 54 to 57. He said, death, where's your sting now? Why? He said, the sting of death is sin. But Jesus Christ has taken away my sins. You know, Hebrews chapter 2 from verse 14 to 15 says something. Hebrews 2 from verse 14 to 15. In layman's language, you don't begin to live until you have lost the fear of death. He said, Jesus Christ became man so that he could die and through death defeat the one who had the power of death, that is the devil, and set free all those who throughout their life have been living in bondage because of the fear of death. Calvary makes it clear to every true child of God, death is not to be feared. Why? Because death does not have the final say. The one who has the final say is the resurrection and the life. Jesus Christ had defeated death. He defeated the one who had the power of death himself, that is the devil. So you can look forward to the day when you are going to leave this world, if the Lord allowed you to live to that age before he returns. And say, death, you can't frighten me. You're just a way to life. I told you, some of you who are old enough, you remember. I lost my fear of death years ago when my mother called me and said, hey, the way you are going, you are not likely to be in when I die. So I want you to do something for me. I want to see the coffin you are going to use to bury me. I want to see the dress I will wear. And she described to me, you must make the wedding like the wedding of somebody who is about to be married. So we built a very nice coffin. We got one of my daughters to measure her and they built her a wedding dress. She put the wedding dress on and said, this is good, this fits very perfectly. The coffin we made is the kind you can open by the side. So we opened the side. She lay down in the coffin and said, I'm ready anytime. Oh Lord God Almighty. From that day onward, I lost my fear of death. A true child of God knows that when she leaves this world, she's going into a wedding. You're going to be married. to the great bridegroom. There's nothing to fear. You can't die until your day comes. And when your day comes, nothing can stop you. So there's nothing to fear in death, because your husband, your bridegroom, has the keys of death. I'm sure you heard the testimony of a young boy. When we started nursery school at Ebute Metta, way back at in 1981 or 82. And we used one of these kia-kia bus, that's what we called, they called them in those days, to go and bring children from their homes. And so they were bringing these children to school. And because the bus wasn't big enough to take all of them, this boy was sitting on the dashboard of the bus, facing the driver. And there was armed robbery in Ebute Metta in Oyinbo. And a stray bullet pierced through the front of the bus, went into the back of this boy, came out in his stomach, bringing out his intestines. The teacher who went to collect them held the intestine with her hand as they drove to Luth from Oyinbo, with all the traffic jams on the way. By the time they got to Luth and they looked at the boy, they saw he had lost a lot of blood. They saw the perforated intestine. The doctors thought, there's no need wasting time on this one. This one is gone. 1 hour after the boy arrived in the hospital, when they saw that he was still breathing, well, at least let's patch him up. He's still alive today. You cannot die until your day comes, because the bridegroom has the keys of death. So why thank God for Calvary? Because if you relate to Calvary, then you can relate to the resurrection. He says clearly in Romans chapter 8 from verse 16 to 17. Romans 8, 16 to 17. He said, if you suffer with me, you'll be glorified with me. In Luke chapter 22 from verse 28 to 30. Luke 22 from verse 28 to 30. He says clearly, those of you who had stayed with me during my temptations, I will appoint you a kingdom, just as my Father appointed me a kingdom. When you thank him and you eulogize him for what he went through Calvary, he said, there'll be a reward waiting for you. If you have nothing else to thank God for this morning, thank God for Calvary. Which is why I'm saying to those of you who are yet to surrender your life to Jesus Christ, that blood is still flowing. That blood is still available. You come to him this day and bow at the feet of the cross, I can assure you, you can't see the blood with your physical eyes, but it's still there, and that blood will wash away all your sins. And so before we begin to thank God, any of you listening to me now, if you are still in your home, or you are one of those who have been allowed now to go to church, just step forward and surrender your life to Jesus Christ. Ask him to wash you clean with that blood that cleanses from all sins. And I assure you, he will do so. So if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, very quickly, step forward, bow your head before him, and cry unto him for salvation. And the rest of us, before we begin to thank him for Calvary, will you please pray for all those brothers and sisters all over the world who are crying to Jesus Christ now for salvation. Pray that the one who saved your soul will save their own souls also. Pray that the blood that washed you clean will wash them clean also. Pray that today they will have genuine salvation. Intercede for these people. Just one more minute. And then I will pray. Oh, thank you, my Father. Thank you for your word. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. Save these souls. Let your blood wash them clean. Give them a new beginning. Thank you for Calvary. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Savior, I bless your name for your word. I want to thank you because I know you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you because your blood has not lost its power. I'm thanking you on behalf of those who have decided to surrender their life to you today. Because you promised that whosoever will come unto you, you will nowise cast out. They have come to you now, Father. Please receive them. Save their souls.
Amen.
Let your blood wash them clean.
Amen.
Please, Lord Almighty, Lord God Almighty, give them a brand new beginning.
Amen.
Write their names in the book of life.
Amen.
And from today onward, each time they cry to you in that name that's above every other name, answer them by fire.
Amen.
And don't let them backslide.
Amen.
And as the rest of us will be thanking you today, thanking you for your blood, thanking you for your stripes, thanking you for that wonderful name, thanking you for victory over death and Satan, I pray, Lord God Almighty, that every need we may have will be abundantly supplied.
Amen.
Thank you, Almighty God.
Amen.
Glory be to your holy name.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
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 Now it's your turn to spend quality time praising God. Today is a time for thanksgiving. If you're at home, praise Him, thank Him, and as usual, show Him your appreciation in every form possible. Sing, dance. And if you are in church, then go ahead and follow the normal procedure. The Almighty God will grant all your requests.
Amen.
The Divine Encounter program will also be recorded, and it will be available to you on Dove Media at the appropriate time. The Shiloh Hour program equally will be recorded, and it will be available to you on Dove Media. And I'm believing God that very, very soon we'll be able to gather together in large numbers again.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.